Invisibility and nanotechnology. As I mentioned earlier, the key to invisibility may be nanotechnology, that is, the ability to manipulate atomic-sized structures about a billionth of a meter across. The birth of nanotechnology dates back to a famous 1959 lecture given by Nobel laureate Richard Feynman to the American Physical Society, with the tongue-in-cheek title, "There's Plenty of Room at the Bottom." In that lecture, he speculated on what the smallest machines might look like, consistent with the known laws of physics. He realized that machines could be built smaller and smaller until they hit atomic distances, and then atoms could be used to create other machines. Atomic machines, such as pulleys, levers, and wheels, were well within the laws of physics, he concluded, though they would be exceedingly difficult to make. Nanotechnology languished for years, because manipulating individual atoms was beyond the technology of the time. But then, physicists made a breakthrough in 1981 with the invention of the scanning tunneling microscope, which won the Nobel Prize in Physics for scientists Gerd Binnig and Heinrich Rohrer, working at the IBM lab in Zurich. Suddenly, physicists were able to obtain stunning pictures of individual atoms, arrayed just as in the chemistry books, something that critics of the atomic theory once considered impossible. Gorgeous photographs of atoms lined up in a crystal or metal were now possible. The chemical formulae used by scientists, with a complex series of atoms wrapped up in a molecule, could be seen with the naked eye. Moreover, the scanning tunneling microscope made possible the manipulation of individual atoms. In fact, the letters IBM were spelled out via individual atoms, creating quite a stir in the scientific world. Scientists were no longer blind when manipulating individual atoms, but could actually see and play with them. The scanning tunneling microscope is deceptively simple. Like a phonograph needle scanning a disc, a sharp probe is passed slowly over the material to be analyzed. The tip is so sharp that it consists of only a single atom. A small electrical charge is placed on the probe, and a current flows from the probe through the material and to the surface below. As the probe passes over an individual atom, the amount of current flowing through the probe varies, and the variations are recorded. The current rises and falls as the needle passes over an atom, thereby tracing its outline in remarkable detail. After many passes, by plotting the fluctuations in the current flows, one is able to obtain beautiful pictures of the individual atoms making up a lattice. The scanning tunneling microscope is made possible by a strange law of quantum physics. Normally, electrons do not have enough energy to pass from the probe through the substance to the underlying surface. But because of the uncertainty principle, there's a small probability that the electrons in the current will tunnel or penetrate through the barrier, even though this is forbidden by Newtonian theory. Thus, the current that flows through the probe is sensitive to tiny quantum effects in the material. I will discuss the effects of the quantum theory later in more detail. The probe is also sensitive enough to move individual atoms around, to create simple machines out of individual atoms. The technology is so advanced now that a cluster of atoms can be displayed on a computer screen, and then by simply moving the cursor of the computer, the atoms can be moved around any way you want. You can manipulate scores of atoms at will, as if playing with Lego blocks. Besides spelling out the letters of the alphabet using individual atoms, one can also create atomic toys, such as an abacus made out of individual atoms. The atoms are arrayed on a surface with vertical slots. Inside these vertical slots, one can insert carbon buckyballs, shaped like a soccer ball but made of individual carbon atoms. These carbon balls can then be moved up and down each slot, thereby making an atomic abacus. It is also possible to carve atomic devices using electron beams. For example, scientists at Cornell University have made the world's smallest guitar, one that is 20 times smaller than a human hair, carved out of crystalline silicon. It has 6 strings, each 100 atoms thick, and the strings can be plucked using an atomic force microscope. This guitar will actually play music, but the frequencies it produces are well above the range of the human ear. At present, most of these nanotech machines are mere toys. More complicated machines with gears and ball bearings have yet to be created. But many engineers feel confident that the time is coming when we will be able to produce true atomic machines. Atomic machines are actually found in nature. Cells can swim freely in water because they can wiggle tiny hairs. But when one analyzes the joint between the hair and the cell, one sees that it is actually an atomic machine that allows the hair to move in all directions. So one key to developing nanotechnology is to copy nature, which mastered the art of atomic machines billions of years ago.